My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants. I'm so, so sorry that there was no new episode on Friday. I know I teased the episode with Piper America, my good friend, but long story short, she changed her mind, and that's totally fine. That is her prerogative. We obviously talked about things that she decided that she's not ready to talk about. And I totally respect that decision. Obviously, it was a huge bummer because we already recorded it. It was already ready to go, edited. It took so long to edit it. And then obviously I was in Aspen this last week, so I wasn't able to re-record something for you guys to listen to on Friday. So I'm really sorry if you guys went to, you know, listen to it on Friday and there was no new episode of Ty Rants. I really tried. I tried my best. But you know what? Here on Ty Rants, we support people's decision to change their mind and to tell their story when they want. It sucked because there were so many parts about the episode. We didn't just talk about the D word. We talked about so many just like, you know, getting in the flow of life and relationships with religion and how we grew up and her going to the Met Gala and her being shot by Annie Leibovitz. And so I don't know. Piper, I love you still. You have an open invitation to come on Tyrants whenever you want. Sorry about that, you guys. Anyways, I just got back from Aspen literally today at like noon. And I fly to Guatemala in about 2 hours. So needless to say, I'm exhausted. Needless to say, the Rat King needs to be put to bed. I'm so tired. My voice is like gone. There's a music festival happening right outside my house. So I'm hoping you guys can't hear. I'm trying to talk loud, but then also my voice is really gone. So then I'm also trying to save it. I don't know. I am so excited to be in Guatemala because then I can finally relax. It's going to be nice and warm. I'm going to be with Billy. And yeah, I'm definitely after my last few days in Aspen, I could use some relaxing. I was in Aspen with Saint Germain to highlight the Hugo Spritz as the go-to après-ski cocktail. And I'm obsessed with Saint Germain. It is so good. It's made out of like elderberry. One of those. I don't know. Guys, my brain is mush. Mushy, 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 mush. My brain is mush. Au gratin potatoes upstairs. But it really is so good. It's so refreshing. It is so easy to make. And here's the thing. All you bitches are lying who say that they like an Aperol Spritz. An Aperol Spritz is not good. I'm sorry. And anyone who says it's good is not being honest, because it tastes like literally NyQuil. And so I feel like this is like kind of like the rival of the Aperol Spritz, but it's so much better. The elderflower makes it so good. And I posted the link to the recipe on my stories. It's literally so easy to make, but I will also post it once this episode goes live so you guys can make it and try it out if you want. The Saint Germain team was so generous. Every single detail of the trip was so thought out, executed perfectly. Saint Germain, you have got a fan in me for life. I love what I do. Like the whole time, I feel like I just kept looking around, and me and the other like influencers and stuff were there. We're just like, how is this real life? Like, how is this our job? I know I complain a lot on here, but I do just feel like such an immense amount of gratitude and just, I don't know, the fact that literally this week, I mean, I'm exhausted, don't get me wrong, but literally the fact that that was me working and is my job and I get to meet all these amazing people and see all these amazing things and do these amazing things that I would never normally do. I'm just so, so grateful. I feel like I was saying how I was nervous to go because I didn't get a plus one, and this was my first trip without having a plus one. And honestly, one of my favorite brand trips I've ever been on. It was so fun. I made so many new friends, and I feel like if I would have brought like Jose or someone, like I probably would have just gotten, you know, stuck in my own little circle. And I probably wouldn't have, like, you know, ventured out and, you know, chatted. But I really do feel like I made so many good, amazing friends. And the whole team that Saint Germain, like, curated to go on the trip was literally amazing. Everyone was so beautiful, so kind. And gosh, it was so fun. It was literally so fun. Aspen is literally one of my new favorite places. It's so chic. It's so luxe. So Western. We stayed at this hotel called the Hotel Jerome, and it's the cutest hotel I've ever stayed in. It was so like vintage, rustic, cowboy chic, like very high end Aspen feeling. Literally, it like if I had to picture Aspen as a hotel, that is Hotel Jerome. It was so perfect, and everywhere I literally turned, I wanted to take a photo, and I did, because I can't dress like how I dress in Aspen in Los Angeles. Taking all the luggage that I had to, you know, the two checked bags, the double bag, the camera bag, all that. It was worth it. It paid off, which is good because you guys know I've had trips like New York City and Madrid where it didn't pay off. So finally, yay, snaps for Ty. It finally worked out. Something in his life finally worked out. Yay. However, like I said, I didn't have a plus one. So half the time it was me and my tripod out in the streets or on the hotel hallways with my camera, but it was fine. It worked out. No complaints. We're in our positive era. Yeah, I don't know. Aspen, the way people's fashion, fur coats, cowboy hats, cowboy boots, suede, just like, I think I am a Western bitch. I think I might be a cowboy at heart. I really do. I feel honestly like the most attractive when I'm in a cowboy boot and a hat. Why is that? I don't know. I'm just a Western cowboy bitch. I'm a gay ass cowboy. Ye mother effing all. Wait, save a horse. Ride a cowboy. Ride a cowboy. Giddy up. Giddy on up. Anyways, yeah. So taking the luggage, it paid off. However, that doesn't mean that it was easy to get there with all the luggage. We need to talk about something. We need to talk about the absolute flux of temperatures throughout a travel day. So, you know, you're getting ready. You're packing all your stuff. You got a million bags. You got to wear a fur coat because it doesn't fit in your bag. You got a cowboy hat on. You got all this luggage, whatever. And then you have to lug it down your stairs and get in an Uber. So by the time you get in the Uber, you're flustered, you're hot, you're sweaty. And then, you know, you finally cool off. You get into the airport and then you're carrying 500 pounds worth of luggage and camera gear. I have so much camera gear in my bag. I probably have more camera gear and more electronic equipment than a NASA space shuttle. When I tell you a laptop camera, a digital camera, a vintage camera, a film camera, a selfie light, headphones, like there is so much electronic equipment in my bag that I'm carrying on my back. And I'm going to need a back replacement. I'm going to need a hip replacement, a surgery. I don't know, a wheelchair. I'm going to need something in about 20 years for all of the years that I've had to travel with this effing camera bag on my back because it is hell. It's prison. It's prison. And you know what else is prison? Traveling with a cowboy hat. It was worth it because ye motherfucker, ha, but guess what? Traveling with a cowboy hat is literally like being waterboarded. It's prison. It's jail. You feel trapped. You constantly have to carry it around. And, you know, other hats I feel like you could pack strategically in your bag and get away with it. A cowboy hat, like with the curve on the edges, you really can't. And my cowboy hat is a Stetson, mama. It is not cheap. It is expensive. And I'm not risking it getting ruined by shoving it in with all my suitcase shit. So I wore it. Yep, I wore it with sweatpants on the plane. And the planes to Aspen are so small, so I couldn't even wear it on my head. And then I had this giant coat because it also didn't fit in my bag. Oh, I forgot. I'm not supposed to be complaining. But anyways, no, back to the temperature. When you're – why? Airplanes are either 500 degrees or negative 500 degrees. Why is that? Why is an airplane, why is an airport either literally 500 degrees or literally negative 500 degrees? And also, make it cold. Make the airport, the airplane cold, and make the airport cold. Because guess what? People are running to their flight. They're missing it. They're carrying all this luggage. They've got 5 hats on. They've got 12 sweaters on because their suitcase was overweight. Make the airport cold, please. There's nothing worse. I'm sure I'm going to get in Guatemala. There's nothing worse than a foreign airport, like Bahamas, you know, Central America, or even, oh my God, the worst one, honestly, was Qatar. When Jose and I went to Abu Dhabi last year or 2 years ago. Oh my gosh, when I tell you not a lick of central air conditioning was happening in that building. And mama, Middle East, okay? Hot. Another Arabian night. My voice is literally gone. Also, what are you little bitches, you little tyrant, little feral rats, left a little review saying that when I sing, I sound like Olaf in Frozen. And now whenever I go to sing a little jingy jangly on the pod and I go to do my little tune, you know, little Zorin, all I can picture is me being a 4 foot tall little snowman with a carrot as a nose. So thank you. And also fuck you to whoever wrote that review. Now, let this be a reminder that if you guys are in a good mood today and you guys are feeling just, you know, just so generous, I would love it if you would go write me a review in the Apple Podcast app. Even if you listen on Spotify or wherever you listen, come on, go give me a review. But only positive reviews, only 5 stars, because I work really hard. And guess what? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. And I do read all the reviews, and I will say, I got one the other day that I saw on my way to Aspen, actually, on the plane, and it really put me in a bad mood. And it, you know, it's so, a tale as old as time. You know, you can get 100 nice reviews and then 1 negative one, and that's the one that you focus on. So I'm really trying not to, but anyways, besides the point, go leave me a 5-star rating review. The temperature and traveling with a hat is hell. It really is. It's really hell. And the people out here in the streets that are traveling with cowboy hats, they're fighting harder than the Marines. And yep, I said it. They are, I've got a fur coat on. I've got a cowboy hat. I've got a camera bag with enough equipment to literally build a space shuttle on Mars. And 20 layers because my bag was too heavy. And I'm running to my flight because I'm late. And also I've got 2 layers of spray tan on, but only from the waist up. When I tell you, a Marine couldn't do that. A Marine couldn't do that. And I'm kidding you guys. I can say that. My brother was a Marine. I'm just kidding. Anyways, you know, Society of the Snow. I've talked about it a lot. If you guys haven't seen it, highly recommend. However, I don't recommend watching it if you're about to go on a small airplane and fly over snowy mountains. Because, yeah, mama, I was holding on for my dear life. No, it wasn't shaky, but I was picturing, okay, if we crash over this mountain that I'm looking at with all this snow, I know what I got to do. I'm going to have to eat some of these motherfuckers. I'm going to have to, luckily I have a fur coat on. Hopefully my cowboy hat will, you know, keep my little scalp warm. I was wearing tennis shoes, but not really. I was wearing Balenciaga tennis shoes. Not really the kind of tennis shoes you want to be stuck out in the snow for 70 days. However, you know, I was sussing out where the nearest town was. If I was going down, I would want to know what direction I needed to walk in, you know? So you always got to be aware, north, south, east, west. I'm like freaking Sacagawea. No, is that bad to say? Is that cultural appropriation? Who's the other one? Who's the explorer? But also, isn't he a colonizer? I don't know. I take back the reference, okay? Be like a Boy Scout. They're problematic too. I can't reference nothing. Just keep a freaking compass on you, okay? That's all I gotta say. If you are flying over the snowy mountains and you're worried about crashing and existing like Society of the Snow, maybe have a compy on you. And I should have learned my lesson. I should have came prepared with snacks. I didn't have nothing. If I would have gone down, I would have had to munch on whoever was sitting next to me. I don't know. Munch, munch, crunch, crunch. Luckily, none of them were my friends. I didn't know anyone on the flight, so it probably would have been a little easier for me. But anyways, yeah, it was just the whole time being in Aspen. This was the first time I saw snow this winter. Well, other than that, like, sad attempt at sledding. But this is the first time I saw, like, real snow, you know, up in the mountains. Mountains, not that basic ass, where did I even go, Lake Arrowhead? I'm still bitter about the sledding. But this is the first time I really, like have been in the mountains since I saw that movie. Obviously, I saw it 2 weeks ago. And, wow, I just couldn't help but think every time I, like, thought, like, to say, like, oh, I'm cold, or oh, I'm hungry, or oh, I'm this, I was just like, you know what? You need to shut up, and you need to be grateful, because look at where you're at. You're being fed Hugo spritzes left and right, gorgeous meals left and right. You've got a beautiful fur coat on. You're staying in this gorgeous, amazing hotel. You need to shut up, is what I kept telling myself. Anyways, I had to leave for my flight so damn early on last Tuesday. And I literally got the worst sleep ever because, like I said, I had two layers of fake tan on, because I knew if I didn't fake tan, I knew that I was going to be blending into the snow. I was going to be literally blending into the snow like a polar bear. It was going to be white on white crime. Okay. And I didn't want that. I wanted, you know, maybe a more like orange on white crime. You know, I wanted to be more Paris Hilton-y with fur, not like sick Victorian child wrapped in a fur coat because he's dying of the influenza, you know, that's what I was trying to give. So it was late. I knew I had to put a layer of tan on and I would thank myself later. So I did it about at midnight and I was so tired that I only did my top half because I was like, I'm going to be wearing pants and aspen the whole time. Who cares if my butt crack is tan or not? I only need my, you know, my upper region to be tan. So I do it, whatever. I go to bed. I wake up. Mama. Tell me why I was two shades whiter when I woke up. I don't know what sort of chemical imbalance was happening in them sheets, or if I was just sweaty and nervous that I was going to miss my early flight and I rubbed it all off in my beautiful Jack Moose sheets. But mama, I woke up two shades whiter. I don't know how that works. I don't know math. I don't know science. I'm not a chemist, but I've never had that happen before. And I have gotten my self-tan situation down to a science, I tell you, a science. And this time, you know, my science experiment failed. I woke up. I was pale. Didn't have any other time to, you know, figure it out. Took my flight early a.m. I had absolutely no sleep. Got the worst sleep ever. Whatever. It's fine. We fly in. I had a layover, which kind of sucked. Luckily, on the way back, I was direct. But we get in. We get at the hotel. We freshen up. And I took my little tripod out around the hotel and shot. In the hallways, out in front, you know, I needed to get my shot. I was traveling alone and I brought all those clothes and I was going to make sure I got the shot, not which I should have done in New York. However, New York, I was scared because I couldn't leave my camera. I couldn't walk away 2 feet away from it. So I couldn't self shoot on a tripod. In Aspen, ain't nobody care. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. They might've looked at me a little funny, but no one cared. And I mainly shot like, you know, kind of in corners and alleys and in the hallway or whatever, but pretty much all the content that you see on my page, Tripod Mama or my beautiful new friend Amelia helped me take it. But yeah, like that shot of me with like the cowboy hat in the hotel room and out on the street, Tripod Mama, Tripod. Anyways, we, you know, we freshened up. We had a gorgeous welcome dinner at our hotel, Hotel Jerome. And it was just so nice to meet everyone, see all the other influencers that were there. My friend John, who I hadn't seen since like before COVID, just like a influencer friend of mine. He lives in New York. He was on the trip with us as well. This girl, Amelia, she is literally my new best friend. I'm obsessed with her. She lives in Orange County. And I met her like at Tezza events and stuff. And obviously we've followed each other for a while, but this was the first time we really got to hang. And honestly, the trip would have been miserable without her and John. Like it really would have. It was so much fun to hang out with them and to get to know her more and to get to hang out with her. She's so creative. I'll post her Instagram page on the Tyrants Pod Instagram stories because you guys all need to follow her. She's so cute. Maybe I'll have her on the podcast soon. That would be so fun. I would have had her on to talk about the trip, but like I said, I only got about 2 hours till I fly to Guatemala. Then we got fitted for our skis, and like I said, after dinner, I went outside at about midnight in the freezing cold with my tripod and my camera and a dream, and I took photos. If there's one thing that you guys need to know about me is I will do anything for a photo. Whether that stems from creativity or pure narcissism, I'm not sure, and maybe it's a little bit of both. I was in Aspen. I wanted to get as many cool photos as possible. I never go to anywhere where I could dress like Aspen. Like, where am I going to wear a fur coat and a cowboy hat in Los Angeles? Like, it's just not going to happen. So I wanted to get all my looks in. And we just had such a jam-packed schedule. I literally, this is the first time I've sat down in 5 days. And so, you know, I got to get my shots in when I can. And if that was at midnight with the tripod out in the middle of the street in front of the hotel, in front of the doorman, while the doorman was staring at me like an idiot and watching me take fake paparazzi shots to myself with a stuff timer and a remote, let it be that. And so when you scroll on by my Instagram page and you don't like it, just know that I put a lot of work into that. And I would like some support and love and validation. Once again, could stem from creativity. Also could be extreme narcissism. I'm not sure. I'll let you guys take take the lead on that one. But anyways, the next day was ski day. Woo, 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 woo. You guys know I love skiing. You guys know I love skiing. Every year, me and the crew, Tezza, Mary, we have this huge ski trip. And it is literally one of my favorite parts of the year. This year, I'm not sure if I'm going because it's the week after I get back. It's the weekend after I get back from Guatemala. I get back from Guatemala next Monday and I would have to go on Friday. And I've been traveling so much. I'm so tired. I don't even have a voice. I can't. I don't know if I can. Right now, I can't. I can't even think about it because I haven't slept in 5 days. But maybe while I'm in Guatemala, I'll think of something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Stay tuned. But I was so excited to ski. I thought we were going to be skiing in Lake Arrowhead, but you know, one of my friends, we went last year, he broke his collarbone, so then he wanted to go this year. Also, it was expensive. Also, there wasn't really that much snow, so we didn't end up going. So this was my first ski day since the crew ski trip last year, and honestly, it was so much fun. I woke up, I had a Huevos Rancheros room service for breakfast, Hotel Jerome, and this is just pussy PSA to, you know, anyone in the service industry, you got to let me know when the tip is included, or else you're taking advantage of me, because my Huevos Rancheros comes, I barely got any sleep, I'm exhausted, I'm ready for a gorgeous ski day, and I needed some brekkie to, before I hit them slopes, I got to, you know, carbonate my thighs because I'm going to be putting in a lot of work. And I thought, you know, eggs, beans, you know, gorgeous, delicious. It was delicious. It looked delicious. However, when I went to sign the check, I was so flustered with, like, I was like kind of just fresh out of the shower. I was in a hurry, whatever. And I look at the check and it was like $70. And I was like, whoa, $70 for Huevos Rancheros. But, you know, I'm in Aspen. I'm a bougie hotel, whatever. I don't care. And I couldn't really do the math of how much I was supposed to tip. So, like, I don't even know if this was a low tip or a high tip. I don't know. But I tipped $20. So the total was like $95. As I'm signing my name, right above my name, I see 22% gratuity already included. So not only did I already have to tip this bitch who cooked my Huevos Rancheros, 22%, which isn't it supposed to be 20? Why is it 22, mama? Then I gave her a $20 tip in front of, I couldn't exit it out once I read that. I had already signed it. That would have been so weird. Mama, tell me why I got Huevos Rancheros with 2 egg yolks and it was $95. $95, mama. $95, okay? Now, it was good. It was a gorgeous Huevos Rancheros. Would I pay $95 for it? Absolutely not. Did I get it the next day? Absolutely. But I didn't tip the $20 the next time. Anyway, that's just asking for you, I guess. That's just asking for you. What do you say? What do you want me to say? I'm a bougie bitch. I don't know. I had to eat. It was too late. Anyways, then we went skiing, and this was probably the first time I've been skiing. I've maybe done one other time where I was sober, like completely sober. I feel like normally it's, you know, you get a little fireball shooter or something. That's just, it makes skiing easier. It warms you up. And, you know, I'm always with the girls with the gays. So that's just what we're doing. We're hanging. Since, you know, we're with an alcohol brand, I'm on a brand trip. Obviously, they don't want you to be like drinking before you're doing a physical activity. So we didn't have drinks until after, hence après ski. And honestly, I had so much fun. Half of the group didn't know how to ski. So it was mainly me, Amelia, and John just skiing around, and we were with like the production team, so they were like taking videos and photos of us, but they were also way better skiers than us. So it was just literally such a fun day. The whole team was so fun. Amelia is the cutest person ever. John is so sweet. And, you know, we just had a ball of a time. The mountains in Aspen are perfect for skiing, literally perfect. The mountains, sometimes when I ski in Utah, when I ski Alta, it's way too steep and there's way too much moguls. I don't like it. I don't like it. This gorgeous runs. We basically did the exact same run just over and over and over again. And I like when you do the same run over and over again, because then you get more and more comfortable with it. You know, like if you're skiing multiple days in a row or like multiple times in the season, then yeah, try some different hills, whatever. But it's nice to go over the same, you know, route over and over, because then, you know, maybe you get a little bit riskier. Maybe you try to go a little faster or whatever. You know what's going to be around the corner, rather than I feel like when I do a new run, I'm like a little tense. I'm like, is there a cliff off this edge, or is there going to be a child around the corner? Is there a pole? Like, I don't know what's around this. I don't know what's under this. So yeah, we kind of just did the same thing over and over again, but it was so, so fun. Aspen is so beautiful. And then we had lunch at the bottom of the mountain, and I had this gorgeous steak. I never eat steak. I never eat steak. Tell me why I had steak every single meal while I was in Aspen. It was so freaking delicious. So good. And it was either like steak, trout, or like chicken. Like everywhere we go, we had to like pick like one main course, and like that was kind of the options. Like, I'm not really much of just a chicken breast girly. Like, I like a fried chicken. You know, I don't like just like a chicken breast. And trout, I'm kind of like, I don't really like fish that much either. I don't know. It kind of gets old. And so I was going with the steak, and let me tell you, it was delicious. It was literally bringing me back to life after skiing all day. Skiing is the most exhausting sport. Like, I feel like if I lived somewhere where I skied often, I would literally be the most fit person ever. It just uses literally every single muscle in your body, like your abs, your arms, like everything. It is so exhausting. I don't know why I'm not skinny already, even though I only went once, but yeah, probably because I got home and I immediately ate McDonald's because I was so hungry. But yeah, and then we went to après ski at this place called Chica. The music was so fun. The vibes were high. We, you know, obviously Hugo spritz left and right. It was delish. I got a new ski coat before this trip because I didn't want to just look like a snowboarder. You know, my other coats that I have, literally just, I look like a snowboarder, and I wanted to be a little bit chicer. And I got this girlfriend, that's the brand, a girlfriend coat from Forward. It's like teal, shiny coat. You can see it on my Instagram. And I'm so happy I bought it. It was on sale. It was originally like $450 or something, and I think I paid like $100 for it. So, you know, a good price. And it was so cute. It was so cute. It made my waist look so cinched. The St. Germain colors are kind of teal, so I kind of went that route. But yeah, I loved it. So happy. So this is your sign. If you're thinking about getting the coat, do it. Just treat yourself. You deserve it. It was so worth it for my content. And just feel cute. Because when you feel cute, you're going to make better content. You're going to be nicer. You're going to have a better day. And I really do. I really do think that because I liked my new coat and I thought it looked cute, I had a great day skiing. Once again, call me a narcissist. I don't care. I really wish that skiing wasn't so expensive and wasn't just like a bougie person sport, because it really is so fun. I guess if you want to start going like often, like it's worth it to get the pass and to, you know, invest in your own skis and your own boots, and then it really isn't that expensive. But I don't know. I just don't feel like I live close enough to good mountains that I would go, you know, often enough. I guess if you don't go in traffic and it takes 4 hours to get to Arrowhead and Big Bear, then that would probably be the best bet. But I don't know. I do want to get into it more because it is just so much fun. I feel like John said it so well. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, who wouldn't like skiing? Like, you're literally just flying through he said it so much better. Like, the mountains are so beautiful and you're literally just soaring through beautiful landscapes of mountains and snow. And if you go on a day that like there isn't a lot of people, like we didn't see anyone the whole time. It was so nice. And I don't know, it's just so, it's like you're out in nature, you're exercising, and I don't know, it really is just such a beautiful thing. I want to get more into it. Anyways, then we went back to the hotel, we freshened up, and we went to dinner at this place called Casa Tua. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it was the most delicious Italian food I've ever had. The pasta was insane. However, Tyrants, let this be a lesson on dinner etiquette. If there's a menu, like, you know, if it's like, you know, a pre-coursed meal on your plate when you get to the table, make sure you read it. Make sure you read it, mama. Make sure you read it, because I didn't read it. And you guys know I'm a pasta bitch. I'm a sucker for nudes. And I was just eating them noodles left and right. I went back, you know these like skinny influencer girlies, they're not eating all this pasta. I was getting 4, 5, 6 servings of this pasta. However, I wasn't aware that that was just course numero uno. That was course number one. There was so much food. I got so full off of the pasta. I felt so bad. I literally was like, I am going to burst. Not to mention, I was wearing the tightest suede jacket that could not be unzipped, or else Santa Claus would be coming to town. And I was literally about to burst out of it. Like, I was so full. When I tell you, there was steak coming out after that. There was dessert. There was, these like, I don't even know what it was. There was a million courses. Every time I kept thinking, I was like, oh, I feel so bad. I'm going to have to skip this one. Oh, don't you worry. There's another one. Oh, I feel so bad. I'm so full. Sorry, guys. Oh, don't you worry. There's another one. There was literally 8 courses at this meal. And also, who starts with pasta? You got to end with pasta because that's the most filling one. The pasta is the appetizer? What do you mean? Are you trying to sabotage my body for Guatemala? Are you trying to sabotage my body for Coachella? Are you trying to make it so I cannot fit my tight little ass into those pants that I bought at Coachella? Are you making it so I can't wear those? Because that's rude. That's rude. And I gotta watch my figure, even though I did eat 7 servings of the pasta. And that's really the real reason why I couldn't eat. It wasn't you guys. It was me. I do take some of the responsibility, okay? Okay, but guys, if there's a gorgeous pasta in front of me, I don't care. If there was more pasta, I would have eaten it. If the next course was pasta, I would have eaten it. Because guess what? There's always room for pasta in this stomach. There's always room for a noodle in this tummy of mine. Yep. Unfortunately, there's not always room. And that's why my stomach is expanding. But it's okay. We're not here to talk about that. Anyway. Oh, I'm delusional, you guys. Anyways, read the menu when you go out. Also, I don't know about you guys. I don't know if this is like a thing. I think it's a thing. Whenever I'm really full, mama, Snooze Town, USA. Snooze Town, USA. America. Snooze Town. That's what happened to me, especially after skiing all day. And you guys know I'm not in the best shape of my life right now. And I was just pooped. I was so exhausted. We were supposed to go out to get like a nightcap at this place called Pony Boy. And I literally couldn't do it. And when Tyquila says Tyquila is too tired to go out and have a drink at a gorgeous place called Pony Boy with a disco ball in Aspen, that's when you know, let him hit the sheets. Let him hit the sheets because he's got to sleep. And don't you worry. I got the worst sleep of my entire life. I don't know if it was the altitude. I don't know if it was my cough. I don't know. It was like so dry in the air. That's probably why my voice is gone. I didn't go to sleep till like 3 a.m. I was so tired. I was so tired the next day. But I woke up. Like I said, I got the $90 huevos rancheros, except for this time I was only $75 because I just let her have a 22% gratuity and I didn't give her an extra 20 Dolores. Okay. Yeah. Needless to say, not my proudest moment or not my $75 for huevos rancheros for 2 eggs. Come on. Come on, Aspen. I know you're chic and I know you're bougie, but like, I feel like even when I'm like rich and famous one day, it's like, you're right. I probably will. I will. I feel like people always say like, oh, even if I did have the money, I wouldn't spend that much on a house or a car. I'm like, yeah, I would. Any money I have, I'm spending it. And that's why I don't have money, because anytime I get money, I spend it. And then I spend the money that I didn't have. Anyways. yeah, terrible sleep. But anyways, next day, woke up, got breakfast. And then we met in the lobby and we were going to snowshoeing. Snowshoeing, mama. Just like my pioneer ancestors, I'm blazing a new trail. I'm like in Frozen. I'm walking through the snow. I'm an adventurer, okay? I'm a Boy Scout of America. I was just going to make a bad analogy. I was going to say I'm like the people on the side of the snow walking in the snow, but they didn't have snowshoes, let alone shoes. And they were walking for survival. I walked to get a Hugo Spritz. So that was, I take that back. Anyways, this was my first time snowshoeing. And the cool thing about brand trips and influencer trips is you do things that you would never normally book or even think of to book or even know how to book. Or you just like probably wouldn't like you would think like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this. But like you never get around to it. You know, you go to Aspen, you're partying, you're skiing, whatever. But like I would never think to go snowshoeing. I would never think to do that. I would never be able to convince my friends to do it. Now that I've done it, absolutely stunning. It was gorgeous. It was so fun. However, we walked for literally 5 miles up a mountain. When I tell you, I was in a fur coat, fur hat, you know, thinking we're just, you know, doing it for the aesthetic. We're going to walk, you know, around in a little circle, get the shot, whatever. Mama, no. I wasn't joking when I said like my pioneer ancestors. I was literally walking the plains. I was walking up that mountain. This is the place. I felt like Brigham Young. I felt like Brigham Young up in that bitch. I felt like the Mormons coming over from from Nauvoo to settle Utah. That's what I felt like. It was so intense. I was so sweaty. I was so the snowshoeing. The shoes are actually really kind of hard to keep on your feet, and they're attached only in the front, not the back. And so it is like a really hard thing to get used to walk in. And then not to mention you're already so high up with the altitude. We drank last night. We were already so tired. Oh my God, my legs from skiing the day before. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, mama? Talk about not being able to sit to take a shit. My legs were so sore. And then you want me to hike up a mountain? Mama, I don't even hike a mountain on a good sunny day in California. You think I want to hike a mountain in a fur coat with 7 feet of snow up a mountain? Well, the answer is actually I do, because it was actually very enjoyable. It was actually gorgeous. It's easy for me to like sit here and complain because I feel like it's funnier to be like, yeah, it was so hard at the stretching. But like, honestly, Tyrants, between you and I, had a ball of a time. It was gorgeous. I would do it again. Now, next time I would maybe bring maybe a water or a hot tea. I would maybe bring a Snickers bar, maybe a little bag of Pringles or something. A little snack would have been nice. Maybe a Clif Bar if I'm in my healthy journey at that moment. But 10 out of 10, once again, gorgeous. Gorgeous scenery, absolutely stunning. All of us kind of matched that day. We were all wearing like bougie furs, and it was just so, like, we were literally the only ones there. We didn't have a guide out with us, nothing. No, they didn't give us a guide. They gave us the snowshoes and gave us a map, a physical map of trails, and literally we went off into the mountains. It was so fun. It was so just like, I would never do that. I would never book that on my own, but now I'm so glad I did it. And I could say that I've done snowshoeing just like my ancestors. I wonder if my ancestors ever snowshoed, or like, I wonder like, yeah, what was the purpose of a snowshoe? I'm sure there's like a more legit reason for it. It's not just like a hobby, you know, like they had to actually have snowshoes in order to be able to get around up in the mountains. Anyways, they should start keeping snowshoes on airplanes if you're flying over something that might be a little snowy, in case the side of the snow round two happens. You know what I'm saying? Me starts keeping snowshoes in my bag. I never even pack for like what I actually want to wear. It's just like survival supplies. Bye. Yeah, on that note, that's also why it's kind of hard to complain about the snowshoeing. It's like, okay, boo-hoo, we walked so hard. We walked 5 miles. It was cold, blah, blah, blah. Mama, society of the snow, they walked for 10 days. So shut your mouth, Ty. Anyways, we finally got to the lunch spot after the hour and a half of walking in the snow, literally. And it was called Pine Creek Cookhouse. And I had the most delicious elk steak and obviously a Hugo Spritz. After that long ass walk, I think I earned it. But the elk steak was so good. Sorry to all my vegan animal lovers out there. I'm sorry, but I eat meat. It is what it is. It was in this gorgeous like little cabin house that just like popped up out of nowhere. It was so cute. It was so homey. The Hugo Spritz really is like so, so refreshing. Like after that long ass walk with like not 1 ounce of water or anything, I was like, give me. And I did. Then, you know, we just walked around. We took photos outside the little cabin. And then thank God we did not have to walk back to where our car was. And how did we get back, might you ask? No, it wasn't walking. No, it wasn't a car. A horse-drawn carriage, mama. A horse-drawn carriage. Through the mountains, in the snow, to take us back to the car. I'm so sorry. Like, what kind of a fairy tale am I living in? It was so gorgeous. And not to mention the gorgeous scenery. Like I said, I was wearing a gorgeous black fur coat and a hat. What color do you think those horsies were? What color do you think those horsies were that were leading my sleigh? Black. Black. I looked like rah, rah, Rasputin. Da, 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 da. Literally, I looked like the owner of this house. I looked like the owner of the mountains. I looked like they were my horses. I looked like some sort of Russian, you know, person in like, I don't know what era that like fur hat was giving, but it was definitely giving Czechoslovakia vibes. I actually don't even know what that is. I keep saying it's Russian. Like, I don't know anything about Russians or anything about Russia, but I just feel like when I picture it, like, don't they have like those like fur little hood things? I don't know. That's what I thought it was giving. But the beautiful black horses were there. They matched my outfit, of course. I mean, because I'm just the luckiest person on the planet. We took some photos. We got back to the car. Then we had to quickly freshen up. We did a cocktail making class. We learned how to make the Hugo spritzes down in this like gorgeous garden that was at Hotel Jerome that St. Germain had set up. And then we freshened up. We went to dinner at Snow Lodge and we had like cocktails. It was a ball. It was a ball of time. Snow Lodge has this like velvet tent outside that you go in. When I tell you, disco ball, DJ, DJ, shot, 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 everybody, it was so freaking fun. It was so fun. I felt like this was obviously our last night. We'd really done like all the work stuff, like, and now we could just really like let loose and like actually like drink and like have fun and party. And we did. However, this was the first time that I really ever like we went to the club thing first. Shot, 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 shot. Then we had to go to dinner. So we were just lit at dinner. I wasn't really eating much because once tequila comes out, tequila don't eat. Tequila don't eat. She eats, but she doesn't physically eat. You know, she eats in like a, you know, like a, in a serving sense. She serves, but she doesn't serve food into her mouth, you know? And just, I mean, espresso martini after espresso martini. At one point, I had 7 cocktails in front of me. I had champagne. I had a Hugo Spritz. I had a gin martini. I had an espresso martini. I had tequila on the rocks. I'm literally not exaggerating. Tequila was out. Tin was out. Vodka was out. They were all out. All my multiple personalities were out. And then we went to this like dance DJ bar afterwards. What was it called? I think it was called Gala. And wowza, wowza, wowza. All I have to say is I am feeling those tequila shots right now. I was especially feeling them this morning when I needed to catch my flight. But don't you worry, mama. Don't you worry, mama. Still at 7 a.m. hungover as hell having to pack my bags. I still went out in the freezing ass cold with my tripod and my camera and I shot some photos outside the hotel. That is dedication. I'm sorry. That is dedication. And I am actually really proud of myself for actually shooting all the looks that I intended to shoot and, you know, working through it, getting the tripod, whatever. I don't know. I really am proud of myself for doing that. So like, comment, subscribe to the photos. I will say, let's just say there were some items that were not mine that were not going to be remaining in my possession. And I needed the bags and the tags to obviously send them back. And I got back to my room after the club and housekeeping had thrown all the bags away. Now, when I tell you, I actually can't even tell you, and I also don't want to have admission of guilt. Should I even be saying this? Is this admission of guilt? Let's just say I would be royally fucked if I didn't get those bags back because I would have to send back the clothes. And I'm poor and I would not be able to afford the clothes that I was shooting in. And so, yeah, needless to say, I'm drunk after this club. Get back to my room. I'm packing because I have to leave so early in the morning and the bags are gone. I'm calling down to the front desk, but it's literally 2 a.m. and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, you guys don't understand. Like, if I don't get these bags back, like, you're going to have to reimburse me like for these clothes. And so then they were like, we're going to have to wait until the morning shift come on. Like, I don't know anything. Like, I'm just here for the night shift, whatever. So then I get the worst sleep of my life because I think I'm going to be broke and stuck with all these clothes that I already shot and will probably never wear again. And anyways, luckily I found it in the morning, but then I just had the worst sleep of my life again. I haven't slept in days. And I have a red eye to Guatemala tonight. I don't even know how long that flight is. Thank God it's a direct flight. But I think it's only like 3 or 4 hours. So I'm really going to hope to get a couple Z's, and then hopefully tomorrow will just be, you know, a chill day in Guatemala. We're going to be at Lake Atitlan. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but it's this like beautiful lake at the bottom of a volcano. We're staying in this beautiful little Airbnb, just me, Billy, and my friend Morgan. And I don't know. I'm so excited. Yeah. So when you're listening to this, I'm in Guatemala and I'm so excited. I haven't hung out with Billy this long in a while. So I'm really excited to see her and this whole trip. And obviously next Wednesday will just be a big old Guatemala recap. And the Grammys were last Sunday, and I'm sorry, I don't have anything to say about them here because they haven't happened yet when I'm recording this, but I will talk about that next Wednesday when I'm back and fill you guys in all about my Guatemala adventures and all of that fun. I feel like I've been so busy this week, obviously in Aspen, and just like even before that, like just getting ready for my trips, that I have been so unplugged from pop culture. I don't even know what's happening. I feel like I have nothing to even say. Reba McEntire is reprising Reba, her TV show, which I'm so a single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops. Now tell me that sounded like Olaf. Now tell me that sounded like Olaf, you little bitch. Anyways, they probably meant it as a compliment and I'm like reading her for filth. Anyway, I'll sound like Olaf any day. He's the cutest little snowman I've ever seen. Anyways, Reba McEntire, wow, cannot wait. Reba is literally one of my favorite shows. I'm obsessed with her and it'll just be so cute. Julia Fox is getting a new TV show, a design competition series on E! With La Roche, Zendaya's stylist. So that'll be fun. Oh my gosh, Universal Music Group like took down all their music from TikTok. There's a lot of drama with that happening. Like you can't, you know, use like Taylor Swift songs anymore, Ariana Grande, Miley, The Weeknd, Beyonce, pretty much anyone. So I don't know. I feel like I need to look more into it. I just heard about it today, honestly. But I'm like, that's either going to be the end of TikTok or I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see kind of how that all unfolds and how it changes like the landscape of TikTok, because what is TikTok without music? That is going to be so freaking boring. Oh my gosh. Also, Vanderpump Rules started. I've only seen the first episode so far, but I honestly forgot I even watched it. And I feel like I don't even really have anything to say. It was so freaking boring. Literally nothing happened. It was the biggest flop. And honestly, it's a tale as old as time. It's what everyone says. Like, once you get so high and you reach a peak, it's like you only have down to go. And I think Scandoval just was so big that it's like they can't top it. And also, like, I didn't want them to keep going on with the narrative anyway. And so it's this weird, like, dynamic of, like, I don't think anyone wants this to be, like, dragged out. But then also, like, it's kind of just boring show without it. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds, but so far I'm not that interested. Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz did Nick Viall's podcast, and I was listening to it on my flight to Aspen, and that honestly gave more drama and gave more entertainment than the season premiere of Vanderpump Rules. I feel like I have come up here on this podcast and I've tried to give Tom Sandoval the benefit of the doubt and been like, you know what, people cheat, it happens, there's two sides to every story, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I take back everything I said, because after listening to the podcast, I'm like, you are an idiot. You're a loser. You're so embarrassing. Like, I was just having the ick so much. And oh my gosh, I'm not one to judge, because I say like, you know, like all the time. I get it. No one says like more than Tom Sandoval. Holy shit. It was painful to listen to. It really was hard to listen to. He said like and dude every other word. I think if you actually took out the words like and dude from his whole monologue he was giving on the podcast, there would be nothing else. He didn't say anything. And he just kept, you know, trying to point the blame and not taking responsibility. And I get it. There are two sides to every story and whatever. But even if that's how you feel, I feel like even if I like knew I was in the right or whatever, like just based off of public perception, I would get on and I would just, you know, I would take the heat. I'd apologize. I would be like literally on my hands and knees begging for forgiveness. And he's just, he's giving me the ick so bad. So I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated. I haven't watched anything else because I've been so busy this week. I haven't been updated on Rue, The Housewives, anything. So I need to download those all onto my computer so I can watch them. Hopefully not on the plane to Guatemala because I should be sleeping. Oh my gosh. Anyways, Tyrants, I love you so much. Sorry my voice is like gone. Sorry there was no episode on Friday. I hope you guys are having an amazing Wednesday. I hope you guys are having an amazing week. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. I can't wait to fill you in all about my trip in Guatemala. Pray for me. Please, please pray that nothing shocking to me happens while I'm there. Leave me a rating and review. Love you. Bye.
Bye.